Hi everyone, this is Daisy from Spiritual Mixtape, and today I'm super excited to share with you a very special meditation that is part of British Airways in-flight entertainment. This episode, Star Meditation, is all about anchoring into your own light, because we are just like stars, hydrogen in our bellies. And just like the stars, we also make our own shine. We do not need a sun, a moon, or anyone else's glow to validate our own brilliance. When I first created this meditation, we were transitioning through the autumn equinox. Now, the summer solstice is just around the corner, June 20. It's the perfect time to revisit this meditation and see how your light and frequency have changed, transitioned, and grown since the fall. If life has dimmed your light over the last few months, and gosh, it's been a tough moment in the world, hasn't it? Let this be your opportunity to turn your glow right back up. I do really love the transitions of seasons. And if you want to deepen your practice, check the show notes after you finish today's meditation to download a free solstice breathwork. This is a deeper experience that has the same goals as today's meditation: to turn your light all the way on, to feel into your intentions, and to switch that spiritual mixtape of yours to a 10 out of 10. This is the third year I'm offering the Solstice Breathwork as an act of devotion to our community. Last year, it had over 1,000 downloads, and I hope that this year it still reaches as many people who need it. So, just like the star meditation, seasons, they do come and go, but if you know how to keep your inner light on, well, you'll never really be in the dark. Enjoy. Hey, this is Daisy from Spiritual Mixtape, and today I want to take you through a meditation that is going to help you anchor into your own light. The thing about living in the world is people will want you to feel like your light dims, because that way they are making themselves useful or important to you. Like, you need their light, you need their love. The reality is, in life, we really need nothing at all. Everything is already inside of us. So let's do this. Let me know how you feel afterwards. So just start by taking some grounding breaths, or even before that, why don't you start by getting really comfortable? There's no wrong way of doing this. You can sit crisscross applesauce on the floor and find real integrity in your spine. You can lie down and gently close your eyes. You can soften your gaze. Just you do you. Take a few deep breaths. I like to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just keep finding your breath. And as best you can, let it deepen. And what does that mean? Well, it means that during the day, we tend to breathe from our upper chest. So think everything above the heart. Short, shallow, sharp breaths. And it kind of has that rhythm. Boom, boom, boom. When you breathe down past the heart, you're engaging your diaphragm. This is actually how we're meant to breathe, and it sends a rest and relax response to the body. This is because when we're running from a predator, we don't have the space to breathe deeply. So it heightens the nervous system. It gets us ready to fight, flight, or freeze. But when we breathe deeply, when we engage the diaphragm, when we push the breath past the heart, we're telling the body, that we're safe, that you can relax, and that you can engage different parts of your brain, different parts of your body that wouldn't usually be able to come online when we're in high alert. Keep using that breath. And to find our inner starlight, we will engage our first four energy centers, starting at the bottom of the spine, our root, our first energy center. Imagine, if you will, or if you can, that you can push your breath all the way from your mouth or your nose down past the heart, past the diaphragm, into the bottom of your spine. Letting it switch on like a light. If color appeals to you, use color now. Another imagery that's so beautiful and works so well in this type of meditation is the blossoming of a flower, the growing of a vine. And let the sensation travel up your spine and about 3 inches underneath the navel, imagine another light switching on. Your sacral. Now move up to just below the ribs and switch on a yellow light here, or whatever light appeals to you, and solar plexus. And now using all of your imagination, connect your solar plexus to the space around and in your heart. These four lower energy centers, or first four energy centers, are your empowerment. This is really where your human starlight resides. When these parts of you are out of balance, out of sync, it's easy to feel like your glow, like your light is diminished. And that's not the case. Imagine now that you can connect all four of these lights, all four of these energy centers. Use your breath. Use your intention. Switch on and then open up like a flower. Let this energy grow out now, moving out into your arms, through your fingers, up your neck, around your throat, circling like a vortex of light, like vines growing, whatever appeals to your imagination. But it's peaceful and it's very gentle. And take a moment to feel into how you are now. Are you lighter physically, visibly? How can you make yourself a tiny bit more brighter? And as we've expanded out, let's bring our imagination back in. Focusing on that solar plexus, that part below the ribs. Knowing that no matter what happens today or beyond, however people make you feel or whatever crops up and disturbs your energy, the light in your solar plexus, it never goes out. The light within you will always shine. You are a star. You need no sun. But as much as you need no sun, how nice is it to feel your energy, your sunlight, connect with something so much greater and magical, so that when you connect and become one with all the light in the universe, let all of this land in you. And say to yourself often, I shine brightest at night. I am worthy of everything and more. And all my desires are met. Feel yourself lift up, rise up, and as you go about your day, as best you can, help others to rise up too. You can start to bring movement back into your body. You can gently open up your eyes if they were closed. Don't let anyone take your shine. Anchor into your light. And if you see someone struggling, remind them that they have light too. And have a really good day.
Thank you so much for joining me for today's special episode. I hope that you are feeling fully illuminated and that the star meditation is working its way through your light and your intentions and your whole vibration. If you happen to find yourself on a British Airways long haul flight this summer and through to the rest of the year, do drop me a picture of the podcast. It's been incredible seeing so many of you send them in to me now. Oh, what a dream come true. And I love to think of you on your flights, doing the star meditation, doing the moonlight meditation. It lights me up. That is how I find my glow. And if you want to get a deeper practice in, don't forget to check the show notes and get your little paws on the solstice breath work. It's on Thursday, June 20. That's when the solstice is. And this breath work is designed to work for either of the hemispheres. So don't worry about it being summer or winter. This is just about sparking life into your intentions and really feeling your light switch on. As always, I am so grateful for you being here. And if you've enjoyed today's content, please do think about leaving a review or sending the podcast on to someone who would enjoy it. And if you want to connect with me more, drop me an email, hello@spiritualmixtape.com, or on the Instagram @spiritualmixtape. And of course, like I said, if you happen to be on a BA flight and want to drop me a picture, I have so grateful for people who have already done that. Drop it over, tag me, drop me a story, whatever you want. I absolutely love hearing from you. Keep your light on. And until next time, find your inner anthem or your inner light and let it be your guide.